code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
As always, I suggest that you go into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and make good use of it, because there's lots of audios for download, free download, where I try and really patch together the system you're born into. It's a complete system, really, that's been run expertly by a scientific means, and that's it, by over 100 years. And the study of humanity is the oldest science in the world, remember, thousands of years old, for those who want to rule over the rest. And the knowledge is never lost, it's always passed down from one generation to the next. And we're going through a big change, because the big rulers decided a long time ago to bring in the perfect society to suit them better, using scientific methods and keeping us all happy in the process with entertainment and so on, as they change the world into the desired utopia for themselves, as they also kill the rest of us off that are pretty well obsolete. And that's how they refer to the people at the bottom and post-industrial economies, pretty well obsolete. And that's where we are today. So head yourself to the website, find big organizations, foundations that really comprise the power of government. In fact, these big foundations, trillions and trillions of dollars they spend every year on non-governmental organizations and lobbying governments, and they put their own boys into power. And even their own historians, the Council on Foreign Relations, admit that they always put members in for presidents and prime ministers across the world. So remember, too, that you are the audience that bring me to you. You can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can purchase using personal check, and you can use international postal money order from the post office, or you can send cash, or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And remember, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome in these dire times of so-called austerity and inflation, or as I like to call it, quantitative easing. They call it quantitative easing. Sounds better, doesn't it? So we're run by science of the mind and psychology, behaviorism, and they have anthropologists even on board with it too, because we're multicultural, and they've got to go for the psyche of each group of individuals out there in society. And we're run by masters, you might say masters in the arts of understanding the psyche. If you read the articles by Sunstein and others, even the books he put out, they talk about nudging you and prompting you into coming to the desired conclusions, the ones that the masters want you to have. It's done all the time. And it's almost effortless now by television. Very, very, very suave, sophisticated television can warp your mind and change all of your opinions over the course of 1 hour. 1 hour documentary. And if you look at the end of the documentary, you'll see all these professional names and all departments involved in that 1 hour, even with a live audience, and can change opinions on anything that you want to do. Philip Donahue was the guy who really engineered that, or the guys behind him, Phil Donahue, and then it went into Oprah and other ones too. But it's done every day on television until values that you once had are tossed out the window in 1 hour. It's so slick, so incredibly slick and scientific. And most of the public are completely, completely unaware of it, how it's done. So we're living through a designed system. You're living through a script, you might say, where all the big things that happen in the world to do with wars, ongoing wars, what's after this war, what's the next one, what's one third from now, it's all planned way ahead in advance. And Eve came out with that during the Vietnam era, when the CIA talked about all the wars they'd already planned after this one was finished. They had dozens lined up across the world. Now there's the music coming in, so I'll be back with more after this break.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And it truly is a scientific system, as well, many of the big boys who helped plan the system talked about in their own books, which they loved to publish to the general public, although the general public generally didn't read them. But you find Lord Bertrand Russell could have lost this information, and he was involved his whole life in bringing in the whole 20th century into the 21st century of even the cultural changes he was involved in too. And he worked with all the big schools, Frankfurt School and various other ones too, that were given permission by presidents and prime ministers to bring in the new cultures and design them for us all to follow. And we do, because most folk don't. Most folk, you see, are born into a system where their parents don't understand the reality of anything pretty well. Your whole reality is given to you. And from birth, because your parents pass on what they believe to you. And then school takes over, and you're indoctrinated through the schooling system to simply believe and accept and parrot what you're told, and then you get good passing grades and examinations. And if you do that, you're allowed to get into the system, and that's your quality approval stamp, a little diploma at the end of it, and that's your quality approval stamp to make sure that you're dumb enough to work in their system for them. That's how it really works, you see. And then you run through life going after all the things that are put in front of you like carrots there. And when you're young and healthy, you can really put out a lot of energy and a lot of work too, trying to get all those things, which don't last very long anyway, because everything's pretty well junk that you buy is built in, not just obsolescence, but it's guaranteed to bust and break down. But it doesn't matter. Okay, so most folk never really learn other ones learn by the time they're ready to retire, when everything's falling apart that they ever bought, including their homes. So you can't win in this system. It truly is a designed, organized system. It's like houses, for instance. And you take houses that are in Europe that have been standing for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they have either slate or terracotta tiles on them, on the roof, and they don't let in water, and they don't need repairing. It never happens unless something fell on them. But in America, for instance, the temporary society, and that's how it really is, with all these wires strung above your heads, all along the roadsides and into your housing areas, everything looks so temporary and can thrown up quickly. And it's stick housing, most of it. It's stick homes. Remember the little piggies with the different kinds of homes? Well, yeah, they settle with the bricks at the end. It's only one that can be blown down by the wolf. So we're given stick homes, regardless of the facades that they put on them, and even plastic siding, for instance, they pretend that it's wooden. You know, once it's less than 1/16 of an inch thick. And you put that on, too, and your taxes go up because you've improved the quality of your home. I mean, all this nonsense, you know, and we fall for it all because that's what we're given. And it never dawns on anybody, either, that the big industries, which lobby governments, all of the industries do, really want all this kind of rubbishy stuff put into the modern home building because it's big bucks for them. And they can actually use their waste products, like used plastic goes into the siding. That's all from the oil industry byproducts. And the same with your tiles on your roof. They don't last very long in a few hot summers and start curling up. As I say, in Europe, you've got slates on the roof there that have been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. But most folk never figure it out, as I say. And they simply dispose of their stuff in massive garbage dumps when it all busts apart. Then you go and buy new ones, which is okay as long as the money keeps coming in and times of good purchasing power on the dollar, however currency you're using. But you all find out at the end, of course, that you still can't literally make it. It's designed that way. Even the ones that put their money into their homes, all it takes is for the real estate con artists, the middlemen, to bump up artificially the prices and make a killing and then collapse the housing market and can't get rid of the darn thing and you put all your investments into it. So, and people take this all for granted. That's an astonishing thing because you've been trained from birth, like Bertrand Russell says, to believe in experts. And they keep bringing experts out that seem very somber and they're well educated and always getting lots of credentials. And they tell you why things are happening the way that they are, and you just accept it. Never dawns on anybody, well, if this system is so obviously crazy and corrupt, why not change it? It doesn't dawn on people at all to change it. In fact, they wait to be told by someone very important that they've got to change it, and then they listen, you see. Because we're trained that you don't listen to people who are dressed in rags, for instance. Someone who's got up there and made millions or maybe billions of dollars, and then you respect them. You're taught to respect the very crooks that run the system. The guys who decide to put, you know, basically wood chips, waste products, glued together and sell you boards to make your house. Stuff like, these are the guys you'll listen to, the very crooks that run the system. And most folk never figure it out their whole lives long. I was always amazed when I came to North America and looked at all the tools that were on display for home handymen. You never had home handymen in Britain because most folk at that time didn't own their homes. It was all council homes. Technically, your grandparents and parents and yourselves had paid off the homes long ago, and they kept, the councils kept renting them out, you see. So they paid off many times over. But you didn't have repairs going on all the time either. They lasted for years. I mean, the bricks, slate roofs, and all the rest of it, it didn't fall apart. And then you come to North America, and you have this massive business in repairing all the time. Massive business. Like dentists telling you all the tools you need to cut up their chipboard and the glued together chips and stuff, all the waste products, and so on. And young guys go for it. Wow, because we're designed to go for tools. That's how men used to be. I don't know if they still are or not, but that's how they used to be. And they collect all this stuff. But very few of them actually ever figure out, so why can't you get real anything anymore, even real wood, for instance. I mean, there's a lot of real wood going in the pulp industry for paper. There's no problem to use real wood. But they say, no, you've got to use chips. They'll be glued together. And use the glue from the petrochemical industry as well. And it all falls apart in the sun, of course. And then you appear all over again. But this is the world that you live in. And it's deceptive. It's meant to be deceptive. And it's been run by a feudal system for a long, long, long time. I don't think really there ever really was a democracy, except in name only. And that kind of puts people to sleep around having revolutions every 4 or 5 years to give you elections. And then you fall for that because you live in hope. And the boys themselves say that you have an optimism part in the brain. Yeah. And they've been working on this optimism part for a long, long time to find ways to really trigger or make it hyperactive. Because if they make it hyperactive, then you'll all be happy regardless of the circumstances in which you live. You see? You understand, we're farmed to an extent. And that's what Charles Fort said a long time ago. We're farmed. It's the conclusion he came to. And that's true when you really look at history. People are farmed all down through the ages. And farmers live very well off the animals they own. And that's the whole key of the system we live in. Those at the top live very well on the production and the output and the taxes of those down below. Even Karl Marx, even though he was trained by the best bankers in the world, I mean, he knew this, that all real wealth comes from labor, obviously. But the boys at the top don't want to do any labor. In fact, it's anathema to them. So they get all you lot to do it for them and build them big fancy houses made of bricks, stone things, you know, that last an awful long time. And you build the private jets for them. And straight from the wages that you get, you're taxed. A lot of the good tax back into the government. And the government is there to make sure that the system of the big boys stays in place. That's the job of the government. But very few people, as I say, ever figure it out at all. And they keep going on their whole lives long, taking riding the bumps, become the bumps of life, and the crests of the waves, and then the downs again that you're into, and hoping that things will just get better because they have that optimism part in the brain that's always been triggered by happy faces on television. You see? Lots of happy faces. It doesn't matter what they're selling to you. There's happy faces there, all over the place. You'll never see them selling an ad with a despondent-looking face. It doesn't happen. I mean, nobody's going to buy it. You can sell anything with a happy face. Anything at all. And they've proven it many times over. And humans are a fickle bunch, you know. Very fickle. Sometimes if something's awfully cheap, you won't buy it. And
many, many other things
besides this, because they were asked to investigate this problem. And they found out that if you jack up the price on something, then they'll buy it. It must be good now, you see. That's how silly we are. But all of this is so well understood by the marketers. Now, marketing is also, they have special sections that work with governments. These are the creme de la creme of all marketers who understand sociology and behaviorism, and they understand the psycholinguistics and neurolinguistics and how our minds really, really work, and all the unconscious desires, as Bernays said, that they can use against us. You know, so they give us substitutes for unconscious desires. Also substitutes that fall apart and you pay lots of money for. Or you pay it up and then it falls apart like a car or something like that. So you can't win in this system because you're too well understood. And each time they say things go really bad, they give you an election and you vote some other big face, and who's got to be important and wealthy. There was a book I've mentioned quite many times in the past, and it was about straight and crooked thinking, and it had examples in it in Hyde Park in London, which is a place where you can go around and the guys literally stand on soapboxes. That's what they call it, the soapbox, your pedestal, and you get up there and you're in your podium and you prattle to the crowds all gather, and there's all kinds of strange guys there that talk of all weird things, and folk have a good laugh. Sometimes they throw vegetables at them, but sometimes they'll talk of a lot of sense as well. But if he's not dressed in a suit in some big fancy hall, you know, people won't confuse with sex or after.
Okay.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Fox. I think the Matrix is talking about reality that most folk take for granted because they think they're in it. And that's reinforced every day by the media and the news and reading the articles they read and even novels. Everything is there to bolster up this reality that you think really is the only reality that there is. And we don't know what reality is at this level, the bottom level, except what they give you. And getting back to straight and crooked thinking, I was talking about that and how people will scorn someone and have a good laugh at someone who talks about some off-the-wall topic on a soapbox in some park like Hyde Park. And yet, the same person, it's been tried actually, but the same person, you dress them up and with suit and tie, the whole bit, and then you bombard the media, by the media means to the public, article after article on this genius is going to appear, so and so, get them talk about whatever, and you'll be packed audience, a sellout audience, and the same character. Because that's how you're trained to see people, you see. I used to know a pastor down south where I used to live, and I said, you know, if Jesus came back, he wouldn't get into the churches because he doesn't wear a suit and tie. And that was quite beautiful and truthful. That's how it is. And folk never think about that. You've got to be dressed respectably. Now, how is it? And who said? Think about it. Who said that a suit and tie is respectable? Think about that. Why do you have all the top people wearing suits and ties? And then it's reinforced in your mind that somehow that is respectable. That's the respectable way to go. Because you're taught it. It's put into you. without you even reasoning it through. Because all the biggest crooks in the world wear suits and ties. It's a uniform, you see. And it did come from somewhere. The whole idea of even the tie. What is a tie? I mean, it's a cord, it's a noose. That's what it really is, it's a noose. And that came from Freemasonry. You see, that's your toe line, as they call it. And figuratively speaking, if you had a long one, of course, of toe lines, and maybe some natural guys do, but they can actually put you around in a circle. That's your level of influence, you see. And don't go beyond that until you're ready for it, etc., etc. So you wear this tie with a knot on it, you see, in front of the Adam's apple. You see, very important place to be. But that's the respectable system, you see. And that's why you listen to guys who wear suits and ties. That's why salesmen must wear suits and ties, to give them respectability, even though they're just little con men trying to get you to buy something that you maybe didn't even think about before. And as I say, the biggest crooks in the world don't wear uniforms, general uniforms, as military uniforms. They wear this so-called civilian uniform and up the suit and the tie. That's how it's done. But that's how we're trained to look at people. They've got to be successful. If they're not successful, you won't listen to them. But to be successful in this world, you've got to be born into the right families. But that's a big starter. And to be successful, you've got to be a psychopath in this system, because there's a lot of competition on the way up, you see. And you've got to be ruthless to get up there. And that means all kinds of nasty things that you do to get up there. You need to place everybody in the way by all foul kinds of means. There's no fair means to do it. And including shop gossip and stuff like that. Anything to get them out of the way, you'll do it. And you get up there. And then you join the right clubs. There's some clubs that you've just got to join, or you won't go any further. Because technically you get a certain point and you can't get through that last door. There are some big doors in higher masonry. You can't get access to it. And because, see, that when the door opens, the hand comes out at the Grand Master and lifts you up out the land of the dead. You see? And, you see, you're not lifting yourself up. They're lifting you up into their system. And you must serve their system awfully well. And you will be well rewarded for doing so. That's how it really, really works in this system that we're born into. But at school, everyone's, as I say, is trained to get a little gold star for parroting the right stuff and pretending good attendance and being awfully sociable and awfully nice and agreeable to everybody. And then you're allowed into their system, and they get the quality approval stamp. That's a little seal on the little diploma, that's your quality approval. And as I say, that means you're dumb enough to work for them. You've been passed as a quality control mechanism. And you'll never figure out what's going on. And any crisis that they throw at you, that there's lots of sharks out there making lots of money off every crisis. Think about it. Happens all the time. All the what-ifs. You know, it's like having a massive pharmacy store just designed for people who have problems about thinking about disease all the time. You know, hypochondriacs. People live and make millions of dollars off of crisis, real or feigned, because a hypochondriac will save up the pills of all kinds just in case they get something, that particular thing. That's how the world works. That's what insurance companies do too. They all work on the same principle. It's fear-based, you see. And a fast-talking salesman will do you in, and you won't even know it, because you get lost. You're just hypnotized and follow the fast-talking salesman. They're all very fast-talking. But they always give you a solution at the end of it, and it's buy this. Very simple, buy this. And you go, thank God for you, thank God. You know, that's the world that we live in. It's very, very, very simple. Same thing with martial law in all of its guises, you see. It happens to protect the very system that dominates over you and oppresses you and profits off you. But your own, your fast, example, like before.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
I am now on board for back cutting through the matrix, and truly is a matrix, isn't it? Because folk through the whole, even the ones who are waking up, they have got all these like minefields you have to go through to get to the other side and find the rest of the truth. And you've got all these diversions all over the place. And you should really expect it, because after all, the big boys plan for everything, including people waking up. And you've got all these obstacles there to waylay you or bring you around in circles forever. So that you can anything but find out what the truth is. Because if you find out the truth, then you can convey it to others, and that can be an awful problem for the big boys, and for the person conveying the truth too, mind you. But everything runs on this thing called money. And rather go into all the so-called science of money, we think that's science of money. You know, everything can add and subtract, can we? But the fact is, as chronology, and Rothschild said it himself, he said that it's run basically as a coin game, and making money out of nothing and all the rest of it. And money itself is printed as just debt money is put in there. I used to say, you know, that if you took it to the bank, it would say that you'd get you could exchange it for specie, which meant the silver or gold of the realm. In Britain, it was silver. And you don't even have that anymore. You just got to believe, you know, trust in God, and that's good enough for most folks. All the money ends up going to money in heaven when they crash it. It just disappears. But it doesn't stop people, you know, and they don't think about it, except they must get more of it, because they're all in a panic, you see. Always in a panic to get more money. And it's like having a house. When you think that the value is going up, they crash it, and then you can't even unload the darn thing. It's the same with money. If you save up all your valued all the time. All the time. Same with your pensions, too. I mean, as soon as that goes into the bank and the pension schemes that they've got, it's getting invested multiple times over every single day. And they literally do it overnight in some countries to countries that are ahead of you in time-wise. And it'll jump from Australia to Japan to China, wherever else it's going. The time it's finished, after all those years that you put in your pension money in, you get this little pittance at the end. And even then, they claim it's too much. You should be dead. You shouldn't live this long. And so they're saying, now take the euthanasia pill. Don't retire. We want all your pension money because you can't afford to keep you going, your baby boomers. They made billions and billions off of you, but you don't figure that out, because some of that money that they do is used to third world countries, you see, they'll charge 150% or even 180% interest on some of them. That's why they have the different companies that come out and say they're downgrading a country here or there. That's why big bankers run the whole system, including the companies that come out to downgrade countries, you see. So they can put all your money and get it back multiple times over, investing your pension money in that third world country that keeps failing, you see. It's all a big con game, and folk can't figure it out. And Rothschild said it's a con game, but he said that the folks who figure it out generally are working in the system of money themselves. And they aren't going to blow their whistle because they're making a good living off it themselves, you see. And getting back to Marx, you talked about labour. Well, it's true enough, from ancient times to the present, they used to have basically armies, which were just thugs at the time, before money came along. Big families, you see, would smash other families and take over the lands and the peasants, and they get little armies together, and they go off and invade other neighbours. And when they get some slaves, that's how agriculture came into being. You need slaves to do it. It didn't start off by people doing themselves as slaves that they used. And because it's very intensive, you need lots of slaves, and it's hard work, and then you need slave masters, and then you find ways of keeping the slave markers working for you, rather than go off and work for somebody else. So you got to throw things in. That's why all armies always have massive, you know, brothels all over the place, things like that, lots of booze, brothels, and party time for people who wear uniforms and work for the boss. And then they came along with money. And that was the key to it. Money was the key. A substitute, you see. And you could hire armies then. Because everybody, once you're taught one generation that you've got to have money to live, then you keep working for money, like it's the most natural thing in the world. And money always varies. You never question why it keeps varying and what can put it, what it can buy. Because people you'll never meet decide how much it's worth that day. You know? And you think this is all normal. And you accept it as being normal. Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? You accept it all as being all quite normal. But as I say, at the end of all, you lose it all, because when they get your little pension back, it's worth damned all. That's what you get anyway. They made millions off it. You're working, you put 40 years in and been investing it over and over and over to whoever has got the downgrading by Moody's or whoever, and made millions and millions, many times over. But they give you this little pittance and say, oh, you know, you're expensive to keep, you're very expensive. And old folk, these baby boomers, you just can't afford it anymore. And you believe all this hogwash. Yep, you do. And no one will ever say, we're going to fix the system. Never do it. And that's why each time they crash the economy, and the bankers always crash you at least twice a century, that's the history of them, you see. And then you bail them out. And they themselves lose nothing, by the way. They don't start selling off their homes and stuff and getting extra jobs, do they? But they never fix the loopholes that caused it all to happen in the first place, because it's meant to happen, because it's their system, you see. You're living in their system. That's what it is. And it's all from taxes, you see. Everything's taxed. It doesn't matter how bad things get. Well, then you get inflation. Oh, my God, and prices go up as well. And with the prices going up, too, when you've got value-added taxes like governments and the British Commonwealth countries, then that goes up with the higher prices. They love higher prices, because the value-added tax, the percentage, keeps going up with the price. wonderful system, eh? And they're always building missiles and things. They're also giving all your tax money away, supposedly, to other countries across the world. No idea when they gave you this term democracies, well, I see you're paying into a system through taxes and you get it back in services. But now it's going across the world to third world countries, but not really to them, it's going to the corporations which the bankers own in third world countries, because they put them all over the planet, you see. And you think this is all normal? Because all your pals around you will agree with you. Yeah, no, that's a system. Because you've all been trained the same way, you see. Russell said at one time, he said, one of the many guys who helped give you this present culture, he's long dead, they designed it right into the year 2050, by the way, including all the cultural changes and the stepping stones of the changes they bring in right up to that date. But they actually said that he said, we've got a bunch of children together and separated them from the rest and told them that snow was actually black, and he called it black, and they would call it black. And then they'd make people who said, oh, snow is white, they'd argue and fight. Because you can train people to believe anything. So all you have to do is, it's a one generation you have to con, you see, and indoctrinate. After that, they will indoctrinate their own children. Because that's their reality, you see. That's how simply it works. I mean, here's an article here, talks about the UK government, you know, they're building lots of drones all over the place, and they've got this massive police state on the go, lots of cameras for the big businesses. Even in the 80s, you know, the early 80s, the newspapers in Britain said that eventually, if they go to this global society, eventually down the road, after they've conquered everything, they'd run out of countries to conquer, and there'd be no more wars. So all the big military industrial complex guys were moving into security, internal security, and sure, you see how far ahead they work it all out, you see. But the US issue is an instant thing. Oh, 9/11 happened. Oh, my God. So suddenly you've got to get secured. No. Way back then, they planned it all, you see. Cameras everywhere, and then the computer comes in and takes over, and everything's computerized, and they're spying on everybody, and it's wonderful for the guys who own you. And you are owned. So the UK government borrowed £600 million in July, just for a month. They have to borrow it. They've got millions and millions. The country's sinking with people because of mass immigration. They're all getting taxed. But the government's borrowing £600 million in July because tax receipts dip, it says. Right? And you see those articles all the time. You say, but what? A country with all that power across the world, all that tax money, that's already thrown billions, they can throw billions into the black hole of this strange abstract EU that's supposedly sinking unless they get more money. But they don't borrow money and get £600 million to get them through July because the government needs the cash. It doesn't have enough cash. And you vote these pricks in. Huh? You vote them in, but they can't count. No, they can count all right. This is the con. Bankers, international moneylenders, who've been at this for thousands of years, by the way, understand the human psyche. And there's not a thing they don't understand about the con of money. There's lots of levels of conology here. It's a whole science in itself. That is the science of money, conology. And you've got the biggest boys, even the Rothschilds, banking on the EU sinking and collapsing. So they make money in everything, these bankers, don't they? So the UK government unexpectedly had to borrow money in July, which is normally a good month for tax receipts, it says. So they borrowed to cover the gap between spending and revenue, and the gap was £600 million in July. Right? And it says, and you always got an Office of National Statistics. Remember George Orwell's 1984? You have the woman's voice over the movie sort of version of it. Always talking about statistics. So you're trained by experts, and you believe it all too, whatever they tell you is true. Do you know that chocolate rations are going up? You believe it all. So there's a surplus of $2.8 billion in the same month a year earlier. Wow. $2.8 billion a surplus. Why, they got rid of that quick, didn't they? The Treasury blamed disappointing corporation tax receipts. know, it's just one of these news items that goes through your head. Like I said, Jack's a lot of talk, but looking for news, people who want to get reality by following the news are getting lost. It never happens to them because this kind of article goes through your head and it's gone again. You delete it, so you don't have room for all the rest of the rubbish you're going to give you. You see? But here it is. So Labour said government's efforts to try to cut the deficit had choked off their recovery. This is the Labour government objecting. This is the Labour government that caused all in the first place, the welfare state, and bring all the immigrants in, and let's redistribute the wealth across the world. You know, the Marxian concept that was also deemed up by the same bankers. Analysts suggest the government could end up borrowing £30 billion more pounds than last year. Mm. And officials' forecasts have suggested borrowing would fall this year. They've got an Office of Budget Responsibility. You know, they've never balanced the books since the Rothschilds came in and took over the Bank of England. They've never balanced the books. When they say that they've managed to balance the book, they're talking about paying off the interest and the loans, trying to meet the interest payments. They've never tried, and in fact it's impossible to pay off the actual sum itself, the outstanding loan. That's why the bankers run you and they own you all. It's meant to be that way, you see. That's the system the bankers brought in. They've been at it, as I say, for thousands of years. The beginning of so-called civilization is when you got a class of people that had lots of free time to spend. They were the leisure class. Education came with it, too. The word school comes from scholar, from Greek. It meant leisure. And that came in with money, the money system. So civilization, when you talk about civilization and the progress of civilization, they're talking about their money system. The coins, everybody. It brings the biggest wars of all, because you can get whole nations work towards building all things that blow people to pieces and stuff like that. And you think this is all normal. But it's never going to change, you see, because this has been this way for a long time. A long, long time. So that article, as I say, is worth £600 million. Like a hiccup. Oh, yawn. What happens when you can't balance your books? What does the government do to you? Your house is gone. You're on the street. You might get locked up. Not because you didn't pay the bank, the mortgage, because you couldn't afford the taxes. And what do you want to do for a government that does this sort of thing? You vote them back in again. See, everyone running for politics has sworn allegiance to the big club that runs the world. They don't get into politics to change it. That's the coin they give you, mind you, because they play a dialectic. They always give you left wing, right wing. But they both are the same system. Together. Otherwise, there'd be revolutions every 4 or 5 years. Now, mind you, too, to say your reality has always been fudged for you. And it's so slick the way it's put over all the time. I mean, there's an article I got in just before this broadcast started. It's about sexifying the police state. I'll put it up tonight for you, how sexy the police state is, and they get professional photographers to go into these New York police stations and so on. And you'll see the scantily clad women who are supposed to be cops. They're all models, obviously, because the real women, the ones who wear buns and that have got big hips. You know, you guys notice that, like, kind of shaped like pears, you know. But anyway, they're sexifying the police state, and that'll become normal, too. And people will believe the sexified model than their eyes. They won't believe their eyes anymore. We're good at that, you know. Brzezinski said it. He said, eventually the public will be unable to do their own reasoning. They'll expect the media to do their reasoning for them. And so when they see chemsprays in the skies, all these trails all over the place for the last since 1998, they won't believe it unless the media comes out and says something. They won't even mention it to each other. It can't be important, or so-and-so would have said it on television. That's how well-trained we all are. Isn't that kind of scary? Isn't it a little bit scary? They take the reality they're given without question. That's the scary part, isn't it? And they're bioengineering us too. I mean, because there's so many people have been doused with xenoestrogens in their food and their water and everything else over the years, and all the GM stuff that's also doused with it. You have guys with hips now and lots of sexual problems. And we think that's normal as well because you're adapting to it. Everyone's saying it's abnormal, so it must be normal, right? That's how he reasoned. And that's what you call the world, reality. And Big Pharma's right into it, naturally. You understand, from the ancient times of Egypt onwards with the money system, the same boys who ran the money system ran the government to borrow the money. And they ran even ancient pharmacology, ancient pharma, and the drug system, and prostitution. Isn't even ancient. I would for half of this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA. 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
How reality really works. The one that you take for granted. You take it for granted because everyone else around you takes it for granted. And you can actually chat and have conversations about the little tidbits of information that are fed out to you by the bucketful every day. You see? From trivia to whatever. And you all think you're sane because you can bounce ideas back and forth from each other and they understand what you're talking about and they'll agree with you too. Because we're all giving our opinions, you see. It's generally standard opinion. And as I say, from the ancient times, the same characters were involved. It's an ancient science, money and government, because the first thing you've got to do is make sure you put your own government in to borrow from you, you see. And that's what the Royal Institute of International Affairs did a long time ago, when they called themselves the Milner Group, and the Cecil Rhodes Foundation merged together to create the Rolling Soup for International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations, and now runs every country, every government across the planet. They say they don't play politics in their books. They don't, because they make the agenda. They put the politicians in, and that's just a punch and duty show for you to believe in. Because you've got the optimism part of the brain again. But they're trying to encourage to grow. With all the songs that are out, you know, just be happy, just do it, be happy. You understand what Aldous Huxley said? He says the people eventually, through big pharma and everything else, to be made to be happy under circumstances which they oughtn't to be happy at all. They ought not to be happy. And it's here. It's here, folks. You know. There's never been such a massive gap between the ultra-rich and all the rest as the middle class gets demolished, because, you see, the middle class served their purpose. You don't have industry and everything anymore, you see. You don't need the middle classes. And the middle classes, although they're always faithful to the ones above them, because the middle classes really envied the ones above them, that's how society works, you see. And pretended they were like them by buying expensive suits and all the rest of it and getting in debt, trying to pretend they're really rich. That's how silly society is. But the middle class also had a better education, and sometimes they could figure some things out and be a little problem to their bosses once in a while. Some of them could. So you eliminate them now, you see. It's a global society, a global world. And they all get the same standard opinions across the world, because there's only two news agencies now that put out the main news. Everybody else follows it. There's an article here about pharma, talking about ancient Egypt and so on, because they went into that too. The pharma company admits to $2 million in bribes to government and health officials. That's petty, petty stuff. Today, $2 million's nothing. Monsanto, you know, when Monsanto was bringing GM crops and things into Canada, they actually had an inquiry in Canada about it, because some of the bureaucrats, the high-level bureaucrats, came forward and said that they're putting bribes and trying to get bribes. Everything works that way at the top down, you see. That's why politicians are selected to be politicians. They'll obey their masters, the guys who put them in. That's not the public. And they've sworn to uphold the same system. You see? Sworn to it. But they're also bribeable.
True, gold and silver.